Harper Paperbacks and Harper Audio present The January 6th Report by the January 6th Committee. Read by Joe Knezovich, with a foreword written and read by Ari Melber. Foreword. Ari Melber.
They attempted a coup. That is the most important fact about what happened. Donald Trump led an effort to overthrow the lawful government of the United States. He lost an election, exhausted the legal options to challenge it, and then tried to stop the peaceful transfer of power to the incoming administration of the president-elect. The goal was illicit, stealing an election. Trump's chosen methods were unlawful, trying to overcome his loss with fraud, obstruction, election meddling, abuse of power by government officials, and even plans to have the military intercede. Trump himself did not always act. He often demanded other people break the law. Sometimes that worked, and he got people to commit crimes. Sometimes they refused. Indeed, many of the most brazen, gruesome, and well-known crimes were committed by the supporters Trump summoned to Washington, not by Trump himself. He didn't personally go storm the Capitol, though he tried. He didn't attack police officers with his hands. He didn't physically obstruct and delay the January 6th certification. He didn't sign documents created to commit elector fraud. Those distinctions are based on the factual evidence, but they do not resolve Trump's actual and legal culpability. Criminal organizations typically shield the boss, sparing him from most dirty work, let alone actual combat. So how should the United States fairly determine potential accountability for Donald Trump, who encouraged and sought to benefit from an attempted coup and an actual but failed insurrection? There are legal and technical aspects to this process. The fundamental questions, however, are actually straightforward. Did Trump intentionally lead the plots to stage an insurrection and coup? Did he lead a coup conspiracy? The United States, both as a nation and a government, faces these questions. The nation votes, the government administers justice. In a democracy, voters regularly evaluate both the ideas and venality of candidates. People tend to be pragmatic about what they can really get from politicians. Some lies, hypocrisy, and even corruption is expected in the aggregate. The January 6th insurrection went way beyond that. So the question matters for the nation. Before Americans consider questions about prosecuting or jailing a former leader, there's the lower bar of assessing whether the leader is an authoritarian, willing to rule by coup and violence. Theoretically, that's an apolitical and empirical question, though some people use politics to pick their facts. If the people determine a politician is an actual, proven authoritarian, voting that person into office can be a path to never voting again. For the law, prosecutors determine if the evidence proves that Trump deliberately, corruptly led this conspiracy. That means taking deliberate action to corruptly stage the insurrection or coup. That does not mean musing about crimes out loud, or screaming at meetings, or lying to the public about the election. Those things don't cut it, and are typically legal. If there is overwhelming evidence of a conspiracy, however, hatched and pursued at the highest levels of the government, then prosecutors have a duty to prosecute the conspirators and their leader. So, the United States, as a nation and government, is facing a test. It can assess the evidence that Trump led this conspiracy or turn away. It can reach conclusions and confront them in public to redress an authoritarian anarchic attack on democracy with the best attempt at truth and justice. Or it can devolve into a muddle of competing claims. What happened? The government has led much of the fact-finding about the insurrection. When federal officials began this process, in those first days after the attack.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?